The Beef Alliance showing its worth. Welcome and hello again, everyone, for Tennessee Home and Farm Radio. I'm Lee Maddox.
Over the years, while the market has slowly come on up, and it's unbelievable how it treats right now.
Beef prices for farmers continue at their record levels, and that means even more of a premium for those that participate in the Tennessee Beef Alliance program, like Giles County producer Tommy Burns.
They're about 80 cents a pound higher than they were this time last year. We got $1.30, $1.40 last year, and this year we're getting $2.30 or whatever for 7-weight cattle.
Burns and other beef producers around Giles County were part of the original Alliance program that was started some 12 years ago. That's where producers use the same type of health management program with their cattle and then group them together with others for a special sale about three times a year with Tennessee livestock producers in Columbia.
We've had a program for about the last, 12 years old now, preconditioning cattle and grouping them up and selling them up here with truckload lots, and that means a lot. If you get a truckload lot, well, they're liable to bring 10, 15 cents a pound more than they will if you just sell them through the stockyard. Cattle market's good, and it's hard to believe that you're getting that much farm, but then when you look at your inputs that come along, you kind of deserve it.
And the market has been good for cattle producers, especially those with the Tennessee Beef Alliance that has now expanded across the state to nearly 400 farms, including Harold Maynard's of Decatur County.
It's a little different than weaning one on the way to the sale barn. You've got to wean them. It's got to be weaned at least 45 days. Got to have two rounds of shots through them, and they've got to be good calves to put in this sale. It costs you a little bit of extra money to do that, but I think it's well worth it. And as long as the cattle prices hold up like they are, I plan on staying in the cattle business, and I plan on keep bringing my feeder calves over here to the Alliance sale.
And for Tennessee Home and Farm Radio, I'm Lee Maddox.